Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Our next segment is also brought to you by Tri-City Services. A big shout out to them. We appreciate our friends over there. We appreciate the gang at the Southland County YMCA. Love talking with them. We have Jacob Kletikowskwitz. I got it wrong.
Klackowitz.
I was close. I was confident, and that was the problem. I shouldn't have gone in confident. Jacob, it was really good to have you with us, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Got a lot to get to, and certainly we're starting off with gymnastics. I know the audience, I've mentioned this many times, one of my favorite ones. I love gymnastics. I like watching it. I'm not very good at it or anything, but it's a lot of fun, and it's so great for kids.
Yeah, so some things with our gymnastics program that's coming around right now. I know we're kind of cleaning up and ending here and both of our programs for high school gymnastics as well as then the youth, but there's a lot of questions around like what's gymnastics looking like after this year because of our youth center being remodeled and kind of changing roads with where we're going to go with it. But we're bringing the high school gymnastics over with the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School team over there.
Cool.
But we're still going to be holding our progressive gymnastics at our Y. So we're going to be using it, our gym court there. But again, we're still going to be look out for the upcoming gymnastics programs that we're going to be pushing out. But yeah, we're excited to keep it in-house still, but also be able to basically work with Lincoln High School.
Now, if I have this right, these are the little more of the advanced classes that are going to be over there, the progressive ones. That's a little more of the top notch. Or do I have it reversed?
Reverse. So okay. The progressives, we're learning skills, we're building up as we go. That's more or less just like the basics. Really trying to understand what gymnastics is about and like what they really want to do within gymnastics, and then they can continue that skill development over at the high school.
To keep that in house is nice. Not only the area is set up really well for it and everything, but at that age to really, especially with gymnastics, where it is that age that a lot of kids are starting and finding either they like it and not only good at it, but so oftentimes a next 10, 20 years of that's what they're doing for the, doing gymnastics, getting into it.
Yeah. And it's crazy. Like, I mean, this might be just from a fitness perspective as well as then a sports perspective, but gymnastics is so good for youth just the development purposes through coordination, body awareness, balance, strength. It has so much benefit to it, and when I was a kid growing up through it, I did 2 years of gymnastics myself, and then I kind of got locked into football and different activities.
Yeah. But it's a perfect sport to set you up for other sports as well.
Yeah, exactly.
My Aunt Pat was a really, really good gymnast. She was like going into Olympic training and stuff she was doing. And for her, it was a sport she really loved, but she was really into volleyball. And part of the reason she got into it was to be more flexible, to be more a better volleyball player. And she just ended up being really good at gymnastics and kind of going on a run with that. I think it's a great point about that. It's not only all of those things, but also one of the few activities and sports that you can have your kid do. And they're working everything. They really are working everything on almost any type of thing. And one other point about this, too, that I think is great, because sometimes I know as a parent and for parents out there, you're looking at these sports and, well, this is a team sport. This is an individual sport or that. I think that with gymnastics, it may be looked at as a single sport sometimes. It's such a team sport. I see very few more rooting for each other than gymnastics teams and the way that they are just a unit and all rooting for each other and the camaraderie that exists with that. I know people that are still friends and they haven't been in a gymnastics class in 20 years together, but they're still friends from it and everything. It really does create a lot of that energy.
Yeah, and the staff that we have are awesome. Like, we competed really well at a high level at Nationals this year, and to be able to continue that is fantastic. And like you were saying, like gymnastics, just being able to work with kids and learn different skills. We also still have one more week, last week of camp that's still available. So if anybody's interested, a camp's another good way just to learn different skills, but not in obviously like body awareness skills, but I mean, we got archery, fishing, just kind of like those outdoor activities. But we have one more week of that, August 25th through the 29th. And if you have any questions, you can contact Baxter.
And we'll get that information out there before we wrap up of how you can do that. It's kind of cool that you mentioned that about going from gymnastics and falling in love with football. I'm a big fan of wide receivers, and mm-hmm. I remember hearing as a kid that Lynn Swann took ballet classes to help him with yeah. his footwork, mm-hmm. and how wild I thought that was. I immediately now, if I'm a football coach, I'm having every one of my guys taking gymnastics classes. Like, yep. imagine how much more flexible our wide receivers would be. They're a great idea.
No, exactly.
But in all seriousness, what you really made me think about there, Jacob, and I don't know if it's intentional or not, but we kind of touch on this from time to time. We're seeing so much of the youth in this day and age. Oh, you could throw a fastball 60 miles an hour. That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing is throwing mm-hmm. a baseball now for the next 5-6 years of your childhood. And then, of course, what do we see? We see them get older and that arm is done before they're even in the majors or even have a chance to get a scholarship or some of those things. I know my brother and a lot of the parents that I know out there are very strong about, hey, play all of it. You know, mm-hmm. yeah, you're good at baseball, but I know you like to play soccer too. So play some of that. Encouraging your kids to try multiple sports and to play multiple things, regardless of what they're good at or what they're not good at. Remembering that this is so much about them getting exercise, them having fun, meeting new people. And mm-hmm. yeah, if they're great at a sport as dads, we love that. Yes, I'm not going to deny yeah. that. But it's also not the big, you know, it's not about us. It's not about that.
No, there's tremendous value when it comes to dipping in your toes into different activities and different sports, especially in the youth. Like, you don't know who's going to be good at what and yeah. who's going to be bad at what, but it doesn't matter. The good and the bad still develops that child into the athlete that they're going to be. And whether that's hand-eye coordination through throwing a baseball, or if it's body awareness doing gymnastics, if it's speed from doing track and field, or even soccer, learning how to be agile and maneuver yourself. Like, those are all important tools, not only in just sports, but just daily activity and functional life.
There are a few jobs, I think, that when you're young that are available at times, but are also are opportunities to be in shape. And I don't know about other people, but I know when I was in my late teens, my 20s, that was a big deal to me, fitness, staying in shape, and all those things. And I had jobs, so I didn't yeah. really think about being a lifeguard. But when we're talking about being a lifeguard or CPR certified course, some of the courses that we're going to get into here and everything, there are a few things where I'm like, well, yeah, you have to be in shape for these, pretty, you know, good shape at least. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad thing. Like, at that age, that's something you may want an excuse to do. Like, oh, well, I got to be in shape. I'm a lifeguard or something.
Yeah.
As we're wrapping up summer, it's never a bad idea to touch on this for next year or just in the future in general.
Yeah.
And so lifeguarding and CPR certification courses. Let's get into that a little.
For sure. I mean, when you talk about lifeguarding and what you need to be fit for, you do need to pass a swim test when you're trying to become a lifeguard. But what we're really trying to make available for everybody is to have the opportunity to become a lifeguard. And how we're doing that is we're having free classes for people to come in and be able to develop those skills specifically to the swim test so you can pass it. But we also really have financial support for those lifeguards who are looking for that certification. So just by simply reaching out to us, we can get you set up in that lifeguard certification. But it comes with a lot of different skills, right? It's being able to, one, handle a chaotic situation under pressure. That is a really good skill to have when you're trying to do any type of job. Mm-hmm. But we also are going to be able to help you get CPR certified, but also know how to do that at a high level. And again, under pressure in a chaotic situation. And granted, thankfully, we don't have to deal with those situations mm-hmm. as often, but you still need to be ready to be hands-on for that. But we are definitely looking for some more lifeguards to help us out, be able to have these pools open for the community as well as then serve the community.
Yeah, it's a job that there's not many positions, especially for young people, that can set you up for so many future jobs, regardless of what industry you go into. I like that a lot about the lifeguarding. And also a great way of impacting your community, of being there for your community. That is something that I hear overwhelmingly from young people these days, is that they want a job, but they want to make a difference. They don't want to just work 9 to 5 at a factory. Mm-hmm. You know, not to say factory work doesn't make a difference or anything like that, but to some people that may have not done that, they may not realize. Mm-hmm. Being a lifeguard, you're really making an impact. You're really making it. They for one, they can't do the swimming without it. You need mm-hmm. a lifeguard at these places to be able to do that. So you're giving your community and these kids an opportunity for that. And certainly, of course, in the extreme circumstances of saving a life.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity that most people don't have very often. And at that age to learn those things is mm-hmm. really cool to think of.
And I know know when you think of a lifeguard, most of the time you think of somebody sitting in the stand, mm-hmm. but there's a lot more to it when you're sitting down there, counting heads constantly, making sure that you have the right numbers for lifeguards to people who are using that pool, being basically on your toes in case something does happen, and being able to help then service those members who are using that pool with maybe potentially getting equipment, just helping them around to find the right access points. But there's a lot more to than just lifeguarding. But if you are someone that is a little bit more introverted, lifeguarding could be your safe hold. I mean, you do sit on the chair for a while and you can kind of get used to this by yourself. But again, just there's a lot more to lifeguarding than there is, and it's really beneficial when you look forward to it.
And you're getting some sun. You're outside, all of those things. With the CPR certification courses, I have to bring up something that a topic that I do whenever I have an opportunity to. I think that this is something that I don't know there's many things in the world that I can say, well, everybody should know this.
Yeah,
but everybody should know this. Mm-hmm. There is no downside to every single American, every citizen on the planet knowing how to do CPR and those things. And I bring it up also because this isn't rocket science. Like, I'm not saying that it's light, you know, I don't put lightness on it at all or anything, but I want people to realize that everybody can learn this. Everybody can pick this skill up, and there's no downside to learning it.
No, not at all.
If you never use it, great, that's awesome. But boy, it's good to know in the back of the brain if you do need it.
Exactly, and that's why our CPR courses are now open to the public. Our next course is scheduled August 21st from 12 to 5 p.m., and that... Again, we just want to make sure that everybody has those skills. But like you were saying, like, it's good to know how to give CPR, proper CPR, as well as then first aid. And we do hands-on training with mannequins, as well as then take an exam to make sure that you understand where you're really coming from.
I like TVs and movies. I think they're great. Very seldom, if ever, if you've seen a TV or a movie show, they really get this right. Mm-hmm. I think also for some people, well, it seems simple. I know how to. No, you don't. No, you need to be taught by a professional. You do not want to attempt this on a fly. You know, this is something you want to know and learn. And I one other thing about this that I don't get a chance to touch on when the topic does come up, the comfort that you have with this. You feel better when you know your car is insured. You feel better when you know your home is insured. Mm-hmm. This is insurance for you and your loved ones. This really is.
Yeah.
It's another level of that. Knowing that you have this in the back of your brain if you ever need it is a comfort that I don't know really how to explain to people unless you really do learn this information. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I got that. I know this.
Yeah. I guess I never really thought of it in that perspective. That's a cool way of thinking about it.
There's so many things that can stress us or get us a little, like, wake us up in the middle of the night kind of things. There's not a lot of that stuff that we can always do something about. Here's one of those ones where you can have that information. You take this class. It's not a long class. It's not something that you have to, you know, 6 months it's going to take you to learn this or something, and you got to take a test at the end, you know, and all these things that, you know, you might think of when learning. This isn't that kind of learning. This is something that I think also another thing that I hadn't thought about with this. Everybody learns differently. With this course and the way that it's taught, it's really tailored to any type of learner.
Yeah, 100%. And we do makeup stuff too, where we don't let you just make up the exam. We sit down with you, we go through that.
That's cool.
And we really explain, like, okay, in this situation, when is this applied? How many beats, right, that you need to be pumping for that certain amount of time? And when do you get breaths? How do you get breaths, right? Like, if you get those wrong on the exam, we go back with you and make sure you understand that knowledge, because it's better to know what you're doing rather than just kind of fly by answering multiple choices.
when were those classes available? When were they?
Yeah, those classes, we have our next scheduled class August 21st, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
We're speaking with Jacob from the Southwick County YMCA, thanks to our friends at Tri-City Services and Crockett Septic, and an event that we're excited about being a part of around here at the studios. We got the Bridge to Bridge Run coming up.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's a big one.
The Bridge to Bridge Run is going to be at Witter Field. We have an awesome t-shirt made. It's going to be a long sleeve, North Carolina blue.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to get one of those.
Love those colors.
Got to get one of those.
Yeah, that's going to be next week, August 16th. Race starts at 8:30. We'll do awards at the end once everybody kind of finishes up, but we'll all be back and finishing at Witter Field.
Now, this is a 5K, but not necessarily a long race.
No, yeah, it's a 5K race, right? 3.2 miles. Mm-hmm. It can be walked. It can be ran. We also then have an option of a smaller race, which is going to be held on site at Witterfield, so throughout their stadium. That's just the 1K. Mm-hmm. But it gives an opportunity for kids to run around, for parents to walk who don't want to run that long at a distance, but just to be involved and engaged in our event there.
This has been going on for a while, and I know talking to people in years past how sometimes they run into people that this is the event, they usually run into them and they look mm-hmm. forward to that. I know that we also have our serious runners out there, shout out JR, and some people out there that take this a little more serious, and that's cool too, that's mm-hmm. fun. But it all of this is such a good combination of this area. And how much we believe in the Y and supporting the Y. We get that this is one of the ways that the Y is able to keep those lights on mm-hmm. and also keep people in the building. And by that, I mean, you know, so many of the services that they can offer or being able to help people that may not have, you know, the set payments for something, but they can help out with that.
Yeah.
There's so many different angles on this that you could take. Mm-hmm. And it's a great fun event, too.
Yeah.
It's a blast. We're looking forward to this one.
Yeah. If you don't register before the event, we do offer like day of events or mm-hmm. Registrations. So the day of the event, you can come to our table that we'll have out there and be able to get registered and run that event.
You can get signed up right now if you want by going to their website, swcymca.org. There's a QR code you can go to, or you can go to the website or give them a call and we'll give you that information again before we wrap up. Looking forward to this. This is going to be exciting. I'm going to be down there broadcasting live from the event, and I don't get to do that much, but I'm excited for that one. I think I get one of those shirts, too. Put one aside.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Well, camp is coming up. Our camp is going on, and just as we're kind of getting close to the end of camp season, mm-hmm. wrapping some of that up.
Yeah. Like I said, I think a little bit earlier, but we're going to be there's still time to register for camp.
Yeah.
We have one more week, August 25th through the 29th. If you're interested in just getting a last hoorah with the friends for your kids, or just so they can get that experience or taste for it for next year, feel free to reach out to Baxter for more information about it. I can leave his phone number here at 715-818-6010. But yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to them.
Yeah. And again, I think you've made a great point there about even if they just take in a day or two or some, maybe get an idea if they want to do it completely next year or something.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things real quick, as long as I got the Y in the studio with mm-hmm. us. You got swim lessons coming, or swim lessons that we want to remind everybody about as well.
Yeah. We got some swim lessons starting up September 8th. If you are, again, looking for more information about swim lessons, but also about the CPR certification, feel free to contact Ian Hess. His phone number is 715-818-6014, but those are still available for kids to jump in and learn some skills when it comes to swimming.
Good time of year to learn it too. Getting ready for the fall season and everything, the kids get a little bit out there a little bit more, and certainly the confidence that a kid has once they learn to swim. Anytime we can build kids up like that, that's fantastic, along with, of course, the safety feelings and the comfort that you have knowing your kid can swim, and just fun. It's fun. I love swimming. God, I love swimming.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to take swim lessons just so I have an excuse to swim. I never get myself out there otherwise. That's a great one. And also just wanted to touch on childcare in Port Edwards. This is a big one for our community.
Yeah, so childcare is now available at Port Edwards for elementaries for 3 to 6 year olds. With that being said, at that childcare, the children will learn to explore, create, and connect while developing skills and the values that will stick with them for life. So lunch and snacks are going to be provided. There's going to be some state assistance available. But again, kids ages 3 to 6 years old, September through June, Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you have any questions, you can reach out to Tracy, our child care senior director there, at 715-818-6018.
Yeah, this is such a big deal for our community, something like this. Congratulations to Y being able to do this, but also a big thank you to mm-hmm. for doing this. We know how important childcare is in this country, let alone in this state, and how under you know, behind we are on this one.
Yeah.
And any, you know, when we see our nonprofits stepping up and doing things like this, one, it shows how much they're listening and paying attention to the community, but how much they care about the community. Mm-hmm. We're talking about not a business, a nonprofit, where every penny counts, and you've got got to not only be accountable for every penny and transparent about it, but make good use of it so you can keep the lights on and keep doing this thing. To take time and do something like that shows a lot of above and beyond to me for the community.
Yeah, big time. I say a big discussion just in the state in general is that childcare piece, right? Is finding how can we have space for our kids to go to, knowing that it's safe, but also they're going to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. So we're really happy and proud to be able to provide those opportunities, even at our Wisconsin Rapids branch too. Mm-hmm. But then again, now over at Port Edwards Elementary. So yeah. please reach out to us if you are in need of some childcare. We try really making it affordable for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that. And as we wrap up, Jacob, we get to wrap up talking football. We love football around here. Let's do it. Let's get into that. And a really cool collaboration that's going on that I don't know if enough people know about.
Yeah, so we're really excited to be able to collaborate with the city of Wisconsin Rapids. This is for our flag football program. So we're going to have a lot more kids, a lot more teams. We're going to have some sick t-shirts. But that's going to be starting September 8th. And like, you think about it, that's 31 days away. Yeah, that is very, very right around the corner. And the football season starts pretty soon too. Oh, like yeah, 4 weeks, real season starts. Yeah, I'm so pumped for this. But yeah, if you have any questions, you can either reach out to myself or Baxter at 715-818-6010. But yeah, we're really excited to be able to collaborate with the city here, where we can have multiple fields, but also, again, a larger space and a larger competition space for kids to compete at.
The way that the rise of football since I was a kid to now is really cool to see, and how many kids get into it. Mm-hmm. It certainly makes sense for the city and you guys to collaborate on that regard, and being able to expand this a little bit more, get more kids involved and all of that. But the essence of football is really on these levels. Like, I love the pro game. I'm going to be all glued to Saturday college football and everything. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love high school and kids playing football, and it's the ultimate team sport to me. It's the ultimate, like, no matter how good your quarterback is or how good your receiver is, if they're not on the same page, it don't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, things like that that you learn at a young age, working with somebody else. And then in this situation, a lot of times, a kid from this school and a kid from this school learning too, that may have not met or played on a field together until high school or something. That's really cool. It's great for these kids to learn those skills, to be able to do that, along with, of course, playing a game that they love and is hugely popular.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a big fan of football. Granted, I'm kind of a little biased. I played football in college and everything. And when it comes to that kind of sports camaraderie, like when I was going through elementary school, and I even played football at the Y when I was younger,
That's cool.
And it's cool to be then with that group of friends for 10 years. I played football with, since third grade all the way up through
awesome.
College. And there was one of my buddies, all my best friends are on the football team. And it's cool to be able to develop those skills, but also, like you said, the camaraderie and the teamwork that develops that was high school level team so much better. And it's really cool to see that at a flag football level,
right?
Especially at that younger, because I think last year we watched a team really go from point A to point B as a whole team together, and they were dominating, which was really cool to see. The quarterback and the wide receiver on the same page. The defense understood their plays. There's kids taking leadership, that leadership role. And this is just the start. This is just the development. And flag football, just flag football itself, is actually a growing sport. I mean, if you haven't seen that.
We
got the opportunity to coach Appleton North. I think it was Appleton North. Yeah. Please don't hate me. But I coached Appleton North girls flag football team at the Green Bay tournament in Lambeau Field. And that sport, I did not think was as big as it was. There was 15 teams there. There were college scouts there. There's colleges putting these teams together, like UW Oshkosh. I know UW Stevens Point's dipping into it a little bit, but these schools are really starting to wrap around this flag football. But mainly, I think understanding that everybody deserves an opportunity to play football and be able to develop as a team and just build those relationships.
It's that part is so cool to see. To see more and more young women getting to play, that wanted to play the game. I know my little sister was one of those that didn't have that opportunity, that would have loved to. It'd probably been an incredible running back. Jillian was elusive, trust me. Somebody tried to catch her all
for
the time.
For sure, yeah.
To your point about flag football, it's getting bigger, and it's only going to get bigger with it going into the Olympics and some of that.
Yeah.
You're going
to
see
that was pretty cool to see that.
Yeah, yeah. and so, I mean, you don't know. You might end up having a future future Olympian here, getting into these flag football games and stuff. It's really fun sport. It's really fun for these kids to learn. And there's nothing but fun and excitement going on at our Y. We encourage you to learn more and find out more. Jacob, if people want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yeah, you guys can reach out to me if you have any questions about flag football or any of our other healthy living programs at 715-818-6015, or come visit me at the Y.
And keep in mind, you can find out information about all these things, and we've only scratched the surface about what's going on at the Y. Find out more by going to their website, swcymca.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Spread the word about these great events. We'll meet you at the Bridge to Bridge. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to hanging out again soon, Jacob. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I want to say a big thank you to, of course, Crockett Septic and Tri-City Services, sponsoring the segment. Greatly appreciate them and all of you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.